Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O Fraud Supervisor. How can I help you?
This is Jason Mumgartle. I have an issue with somehow, some way you guys got money out of my account. And I want my money put back in my account because I'm not stupid enough to put $50 to a sweepstakes for some stupid vacuum when I can go buy one. And I don't even have carpets in my home to want to put a money toward a sweepstakes for a damn vacuum. Either I get my money put in my account that you guys took out, or I'm going to have to call my lawyer and I will have a lawsuit out.
Yes, sir. So I definitely understand you're calling regards to charges. I'll be happy to assist. Can you provide me your first and last name, please?
Jason Bumgartle, BAUMGAERTEL.
And verify your shipping and address, please.
It would have been 116 Vandenberg, 12078.
All right. So I definitely understand you're calling in regards to charges. I do show, of course, that you did have our Bites Hub. That's a meal planning service, provides recipe guides to cut carbs and boost energy, things of that nature. So that, of course, has been canceled. That was done as of January the 11th of this year. So, of course, with the cancellation being submitted, that went in effect immediately. I also do show as well that a chargeback has posted on the account. If I may ask, have you filed a dispute with your financial institution?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so anytime you,
guys you
file
said
a dispute.
I supposedly did this. They denied my recovery of my money. And now I've called them today and they're going to look in further into it. But they gave me your number to contact you guys because, for one, I don't even know who you guys are. And two, I'm 41 years old and never in my life have I put any of my hard-earned money into a stupid sweepstakes. I would not be that stupid to do such a thing. So I want my money back in my account because I have your guys' address and all the information I need. I will contact my lawyer today if I have to.
All right. So in regards to a refund, sir, would not be able to issue a refund. And the reason why is because anytime you've already filed a dispute with your financial institution, the system is not going to allow us to process a refund. So what we will need, if you can have your financial institution to give us a call with you on the line to verify the dispute has been closed. At that point, we can possibly work out getting a refund submitted. But at this time, we cannot submit any refunds due to the chargeback being placed on the account. It's basically you open the dispute with your bank.
Okay, that's fine, because now I'll hang up. I will call them, and they will three-way us, and this will get settled. And if I ever find out you guys took money from my goddamn account again, there will be a lawsuit.